Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Onions, yes, we've got a winner, a 4-2 card on Monday. Nice to be back in the winner's circle. So let's recap the winning card for you. I cashed my absolute best bet on Kawhi Leonard under the 26.5. He scored 16. My unders go 1-1-1. No action on DeAndre Ayton. He did not go. I cash in LeBron James under the 25.5. He scored 19. I lose on Cameron Johnson under the 15.5. He scored 18. My overs go 2-1. Could have been a 3-0 day, but once again, there's more ways to go under than over, and injury is one of those. I lose on Tyler Hendricks over the 9.5. He scored 8 points early, but then got hurt and didn't return. I cash on Tyus Jones over the 10.5. He scored 21. And I cash on Dort over the 10.5. He scored 15. So a winning card on Monday. We'll try to make it back-to-back here on Tuesday. Before we get there, though, I'd first of all like to thank Factor for helping support this podcast over the last 3 months. And now I'd like to thank Shields for giving us the opportunity to work with them as well. So let's just say I do know a little bit about this company. They're headquartered in Fargo, North Dakota, 8,000 employees strong. I actually grew up visiting a Shield store. My kids all had their photos taken at the Ferris wheel inside the Shield store. We always did the mini bowling and the laser tag practice there just to get the kids out of the house for a little bit when they were driving my wife crazy. My wife and I purchase most of our gifts at Shields every year. Most of my family that flies into town to visit, they like to stop at the store before they fly home. And now you can check it out online. Click the link in the show notes, go shopping, and enjoy one of my favorite all-time stores. Now let's get to the card, and we start with my absolute best bet. It's Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics under the 22.5 points at Cleveland at the minus 121. So the Cavaliers rank 8th defending the position. They rank 2nd in points allowed. They rank 4th in field goal percentage allowed. Brown is questionable for this one with a knee injury. He's averaging 22.5 points per game of the season. He's been on fire since the All-Star break, averaging 27.2 points per game on 59.6% shooting. He was 49.2% before the break. 2 games against the Cavs this year, 1 over, 1 under. 35 minutes, 10 of 17 shooting, 25 points in game 1. I don't want to see that again. Game number 2 was 36 minutes, 10 of 20 shooting for 22 points. So this could be sweaty. But when you add everything together, we have a potential knee injury. We have 4 straight overs. We have a well above average shooting run, and he's facing a good defense. Add all that together, it's an under for me. I'm on Jaylen Brown of the Celtics under the 22.5 points at the minus 121. Next up on the card, it's Nick Richards of the Charlotte Hornets under the 11.5 points against Orlando at the minus 120. So the Magic rank 5th defending the position. They rank 5th in points allowed. They rank 7th defending the glass. Richards is questionable for this one with a foot injury. I don't bet overs with an injury, but I will bet unders. Richards is averaging 10 points per game in the season, 12.3 points per game since the All-Star break, though. But he's also gone under the number in 4 of his last 6 games. He's shooting 69.2% on the season. That's really good. He gets good looks, but I'm hoping the Magic can prevent some scoring on the putbacks based on their defensive metrics against the glass. So I'm on the under here. Give me Nick Richards of the Hornets under the 11.5 points at the minus 120. Next up on the card, it's RJ Barrett of the Toronto Raptors under the 22.5 points against New Orleans at the minus 115. So the Pelicans rank 7th defending the position. They're 2nd defending the 3. They rank number 6 in field goal percentage allowed. Barrett is averaging 19.4 points per game of the season, 21.6 points per game since the All-Star break. His shooting percentage improvement since being traded continues to amaze. He was 42.3% with the Knicks. He's now 55.6% shooting with the Raptors. He's a career 43.2% shooter. Regression is coming, at least one would think. He's gone over in four straight, one game against the Pelicans, 30 minutes, 7 of 16 shooting, 18 points. I'd like a repeat of that tonight. Give me RJ Barrett of the Raptors under the 22.5 points at the minus 115. Next up on the card, it's Cade Cunningham of the Detroit Pistons under the 20.5 points at Miami at the minus 118. So the Heat ranked third defending the position. They ranked sixth in points allowed. They ranked 12th defending the three. Not quite as good a metric as I'd like to see there. Cunningham is averaging 22.2 points per game in the season, 24 points per game since the All-Star break, shooting 51% compared to 45% on the season. One game against Miami this year, 36 minutes, 13 of 27 shooting, 30 points. That was 9 attempts above his average, so I wouldn't expect a repeat of that tonight. Last out on Sunday, he struggled. 4 of 12 shooting, just 9 points at Orlando. That effort actually scares me tonight. It could be a bounce-back spot, but I'm going to press my luck here and bet the under on Cade Cunningham of the Pistons under the 20.5 points at the minus 118. Next up on the card, we go to the overs, and we start with Josh Green of the Dallas Mavericks over the 7.5 points against Indiana at the minus 125. So the Pacers ranked 24th defending the position. They ranked 28th in points allowed. They ranked 30th in field goal percentage allowed. Green did burn me last week. He's gone under this number in four consecutive games. He averages just 6.9 attempts per game, but this is Indiana. Points will be scored tonight. One game against the Pacers this season, 32 minutes, 6 of 8 shooting, 14 points. I'd like to see that again. Shoot the ball, Josh. Shoot the ball. Let's go over. Don't burn me again without shooting the ball. I'm on Josh Green of the Mavericks over the 7.5 points at the minus 125. Next up on the card, it's Wendell Carter of the Orlando Magic over the 11.5 points at Charlotte at the minus 104. So the Hornets ranked 25th defending the position. They ranked 26th defending the glass, and they ranked 27th in field goal percentage allowed. And I guess for good measure, they ranked 23rd in points allowed. Carter is averaging 11.6 points per game of the season, 12.7 points per game since the All-Star break. Carter is hit or miss, though. He's gone 4 over and 4 under over the last 8 games. But his minutes have been increasing since November. It's a favorable matchup, so let's cheer for points. I'm on Wendell Carter of the Magic over the 11.5 points at the minus 104. Then the final prop on the card for me is Fred VanVleet of the Houston Rockets over the 16.5 points against San Antonio at the minus 105. So the Spurs ranked 30th defending the position. They ranked 27th defending the three. They ranked 25th in field goal percentage allowed, and they ranked 25th in points allowed. VanVleet is in his 7th season out of Wichita State. That tells you how much time flies. He's averaging 16.5 points per game, 16.7 points per game since the All-Star break, right around this number. VanVleet has gone over in 4 of the last 5, 2 games against the Spurs this year. Game number 1 was an overtime game. He played a ton of minutes, 45 minutes, 10 of 20 shooting, 24 points. Game number 2, 39 minutes, just 6 of 17 shooting, finishing with 16 points. The Rockets scored only 93 points in that second meeting, so I'm banking on a much better effort here in the third meeting. Somehow, some way, I think he goes over tonight. Give me Fred VanVleet of the Rockets over the 16.5 points at the minus 105. So let's recap my prop card for a Tuesday. My absolute best bet, Jaylen Brown of the Celtics under 22.5 points at the minus 121. I'm on Nick Richards of the Hornets under the 11.5 points against Orlando at the minus 120. I'm on RJ Barrett of the Raptors under 22.5 points at the minus 115. I'm on Cade Cunningham of the Pistons under 20.5 points at the minus 118. I'm on Josh Green of the Mavericks over 7.5 points at the -125. I'm on Wendell Carter of the Magic over 11.5 points at the -104. And I'm on Fred VanVleet of the Rockets over 16.5 points at a -105. That was much easier today. I didn't choke on any almonds. I'm waiting until after the podcast to have my almonds today. So enjoy the games, everyone. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.